Time's Legacy by Barbara Erskine. Read by Janice Mackenzie. And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green? And was the Holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen? Jerusalem, William Blake. As sure as our Lord came to Priddy. Local saying. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. Matthew 10:16. Prologue. An icy wind whipped in across the shallow water, bringing with it the first breath of autumn. Pulling her cloak around her, the woman shivered as she gazed out across the troubled cat's paws, which raced amongst the reeds around the scattering of small islands. In the sunlight, the distant tor stood out a rich green cone of a hill against the sky. From here you couldn't see the terraces, the ancient stones, but you could still feel the power, the sanctity. Her son was out there somewhere, and he was in danger. She glanced up. A chevron of swans circled in, the beat and hiss of their wings deafening as they swept in low over her head. They were a sign. But of what? She already knew there was danger. Again she shivered. The message had arrived too late to stop him. Her husband had not returned from Axiom. Her daughter lay tossing and turning with fever in the house behind her. She didn't know what to do. She was alone. She had to act, and act quickly. The birds landed into the wind on a patch of clear water and folded their wings, almost at once breaking formation and calmly starting to feed, their beaks gently sifting.